Yet more women have made allegations of sexual harassment against the Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. Angelina Jolie and Gwyneth Paltrow are among the most recent high-profile celebrities to say he made sexual advances towards them. And an audio recording of Harvey Weinstein harassing a model has been published by The New Yorker. Angela Lavoie-Pierre has the latest.
The almost two-minute audio recording of Harvey Weinstein berating and pleading with a model was made by the NYPD during a sting operation in 2015.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. I'm embarrassing.
The woman on the tape published by The New Yorker is Ambra Batilana Gutierrez.
I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children. Please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touched my breast?
Oh, please. I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that. Come on.
Are you used to that?
Yes. Come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here.
The New Yorker piece published alongside the recording also includes accounts of three separate sexual assaults. They're the latest in a flood of allegations against Harvey Weinstein, who was fired from his own company after the New York Times first published claims against the producer last week. Many more women have come forward since, with stories covering several decades. Gwyneth Paltrow has described his attempt to lure her into giving him a massage in a hotel room early on in her film career. Angelina Jolie says she also had what she called a bad experience with the producer in her youth and that she's refused to work with him since. After the initial allegations were published, Harvey Weinstein responded in a written statement.
I came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behaviour and workplaces were different. That was the culture then.
And he promised to improve.
I realised some time ago that I needed to be a better person and my interactions with the people I work with have changed. Though I'm trying to do better, I know I have a long way to go. That is my commitment.
Since then, he's also threatened to sue. Reputation management consultant Eric Schiffer has spoken to ABC News Channel about Harvey Weinstein's response so far.
I think the best thing he can do for himself is to begin to get some type of intensive therapy, to take it extremely serious, and to really try to make amends with those that he made these kinds of forward movements on, so that if he ever has a chance in being in the industry again, at just on a human level, he can do the right thing.
Harvey Weinstein has been a major Democratic Party donor for years. He and his family have given more than $1.4 million in political contributions since 1992. Today, senior Democrats have come forward to condemn him, including the Obamas and Hillary Clinton. The New Yorker magazine quotes Harvey Weinstein's representative saying he denies any allegation of non-consensual sex. No criminal charges have been laid.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting.